Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is loneliness doesn't conquer me. So I wanted to read, it's actually a passage of scriptures. It's Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 through 12, and this basically supports, I think it's going to support a different take of loneliness versus being alone. Okay, so it reads, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if the two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken or easily broken. So if you're single, don't try to use that one part where it says, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. Although, you know, I've prayed that before. I said, Lord, in your word, it says that two keep each other warm. You know, I put that in my prayer before as a single woman when I'm talking to God about, you know, desiring a husband. But that's not the primary reason as to why you should ask the Lord to bring you a husband. This passage, I want to break this down in a different way as how I saw it when I was reading it one day, is it gives all the practical advantages of being connected, like really connected in relationships, one-on-one relationships, small group relationships, and a community. Because if you get into a point in life where you are like really going through it, like say that you fall sick with cancer, maybe a loved one in your family dies, or, you know, you lose a child, or you're going through some type of turmoil on the job, and you have no one to help you, no one to guide you, no one to support you, no one to stop by and say, hey, what can I do to help you? You're in trouble. You're going to go through those things alone, and you're going to quite possibly be angry and might think, well, where is God through all of this? Because no one is showing up for you, right? So I want to talk about, I want to talk quickly about being alone versus being lonely. This passage is really, I think, talking more to the fact that you don't want to be alone. You don't want to walk alone through this life with no one to call on, no one group to belong to, or no community to belong to. But I think because a lot of people don't have that, they feel lonely. And rightfully so, because you weren't built to be alone, right? So it's kind of twofold. Make sure that you're not living your life in a way where you are truly alone. But make sure that when feelings of loneliness come on, you do two things, or actually three things, to not let it conquer you. The first thing is, don't buy into the lie of loneliness, as in like the devil is going to be like, well, you know, you're going to be alone the rest of your life. You're worthless. You're this, that, and other. You're ugly. Nobody wants to be around you. That's why you're alone, or that's why you're feeling lonely like you do. That's a lie and a trick of the enemy. First of all, don't buy into that. The second thing that you want to do is you want to reach out to others. You know, don't be like, hey, I'm lonely, can we go hang out? But, you know, reach out, maybe just call and find out how they're doing and try to make a genuine connection. Go out on meetup.com and find a new group to try out. Maybe they're having a meeting tomorrow night or whatever. And, you know, see if you like it. You might make some genuine connections. You might meet someone, and it's the start of a great friendship. But the third and the most important thing that you want to do is you want to connect with God more if you're already doing that. But you want to connect with him if you have not been doing it consistently, and you want to do it more if you're already doing that. Because he really is the source of, he's the source that you're drawing from. He's your life source. And when you're feeling alone and, or excuse me, actually lonely and kind of like this void is in your life, it's because maybe, perhaps, you're not as connected with God as you should be. I think it's also an indicator that you're not as socially connected as you could be, or that maybe your social connections don't really have a certain level of depth that should be there. But definitely, most importantly, you want to ensure that you are connecting with the Lord in the way that He has called you to be connected with Him. So again, today's confession is loneliness doesn't conquer me. Don't forget to tune in for tomorrow's confession, and remember to confess your way to success.